Hey friends! Before we start today's show, we want to give a quick shout out to a few members of our Patreon familia.
That's right! We want to send a big hola to Delilah, her mama Ashley, and her gato Lisa. Hola amigas! Delilah, we heard that you really love listening to Eat Your Spanish before your dual language immersion school. That's so neat! Immersion schools are so much fun and super helpful for learning a new language like Spanish. When I was younger, I went to a school where everyone spoke Espanol or Spanish, and that was because I lived in Ecuador. So in a way, I went to an immersion school too. I hope you're having a lot of fun in first grade, and thank you so much for being such a wonderful listener. Please give your gato Lisa un abrazo fuerte, or a big hug from us.
We also want to give a shout out to our amigo Mikey, his mama Jessica, his papa Brian, and his perro Desi. Hola amigos! Most of you probably don't know, but Mikey takes virtual Spanish lessons through Eat Your Spanish with our wonderful amiga Señorita Edith. Edith has told us such wonderful things about you, and we're so happy to know you all are having so much fun together. We also wanted to wish you un feliz cumpleaños, or a happy birthday. Your mom told us it was your birthday on March 2nd, and we know it's a few months late, but we hope you had so much fun and that you're having an amazing year filled with lots of fun and adventure. Thanks for being such a wonderful listener, amigo.
Oh yeah, feliz cumpleaños, Mikey, even though it's a little late. Last but not least, we want to say hola to our new amigos, Nora and Donovan, and their mama, Lindsay. Hola, amigos! Evan and I actually used to live not too far away from you all in Louisville, Kentucky, and we used to take trips up to the Indiana Dunes National Lakeshore with all of those amazing dunes and beautiful beaches right on Lake Michigan. Have you all ever done that before? It's really such an amazing place, and it's only a 2.5-hour drive away from where you live. Road trip! Also, if you all have ever seen the music video for our song Sun, 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 which you can find on YouTube if you search Evan and Vanessa Sun, 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 there's a part there where Evan and I pop out of a hole in the ground. And guess what? We filmed it at the sand dunes in Indiana Dunes National Lakeshore. Anyways, we hope you all are doing great, and we just wanted to say thank you so much for being such great listeners and supporters of our show.
And thanks again to everyone in our Patreon familia. The Eat Your Spanish world could not exist without your love and support. For anyone who would like to join and help keep our program going, you can find our Patreon at www.patreon.com/eatyourspanish or click on the link in the podcast description. Now on with the show.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Hello, friends.
Hola, amigos.
How are you?
¿Cómo están?
I'm so happy.
Estoy feliz.
To be with you.
A estar contigo.
Are you hungry?
Tienen hambre.
To sing and play.
A cantar y jugar.
'Cause on our menu.
Porque en el menu
es Spanish today. Everybody sing.
Eat your steak.
Spinach? No, I said Spanish.
Okay. Eat your Spanish with us today.
Eat your Spanish!
With Mrs. Elephant.
And Mr. Mouse.
It's time for Spanish Word of the Week. For if it's learning Spanish that you seek, you'll be so impressed with all the words you can speak. It's time for Spanish Word of the Week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Mr. Mouse.
Watch out below!
Mr. Mouse, what on earth? Mr. Mouse, what just splatted on my head for crying out loud?
Sorry, Mrs. Elephant. Are you okay? I really didn't mean for that to splat down on your head. I was just making some pancakes, and I wanted to see if I could get the egg to land in the bowl from all the way up here on the top of the fridge.
Oh, well, I guess that does sound like a pretty fun game. Oh my goodness, you sure do have a lot of big ideas. What on earth made you think of that anyhow?
Well, I was listening to a juego de fútbol de ratones, or a mouse soccer game, on my tiny mouse radio, and one of my favorite futbolistas, or soccer players, scored a goal and just got me so charged up and excited that I scurried all the way up here without realizing I still had that huevo in my hand. And you know the rest of the story since you're the one with egg goo on your cabeza now. Here, let me help you with that.
Oh, oh my, that tickles. I never knew I could be ticklish on top of my head. Well, whew. Thank you for helping. That's much better. Oh, Mr. Mouse, while I have you here, I have a very special question from one of our Patreon amigos. Would you like to help me answer it?
Ooh, good idea, Mrs. Elephant. Drum roll, please. Whoops, wrong button. Here you go. Today's special listeners are Haley, Riley, and Jake.
My name's Haley.
Hola, my name is Riley.
Hola, my name is Drake.
How do you say soccer camp in Spanish?
Gracias.
Hasta luego.
Hasta luego.
Hola, amigos. Thanks for sending in your question. And what perfect timing. Mrs. Elephant and I were just talking about mouse soccer.
Yeah, wow, amigos. What great timing. I bet some of our listeners out there remember how to say soccer in Espanol. Can anyone remember? If you all said football, muy bien! All the Spanish-speaking countries in the world call soccer football. Football camp sounds like so much fun!
It sure does! My primos and hermanos and I used to go to mouse football camp every summer. We had so much fun. We even made our own football stadium out of an old shoebox. Ah, those were the days.
Well, Mr. Mouse, you sure have lived a full life already. You have so many stories to tell. Well, how do you say soccer camp in Spanish?
Great question. To say soccer camp, we say campamento de fútbol. Repeat after me, amigos. Campamento de fútbol.
Campamento de fútbol.
Campamento de fútbol.
Campamento de fútbol. Great job, amigos, and Haley, Riley, and Drake. Thanks for asking such a fantastic question. I wonder if all tres of you play football. Maybe y'all even like to play all together. Having familia to play with makes sports even more fun.
Yeah, going to Campamento de Fútbol with my ratón familia was so much fun. Those are some of my favorite memories.
Mr. Mouse, what do you think your favorite part of playing football is?
Good question, Mrs. Elephant. I love scoring goals and also playing tricks on other players, like faking them out or doing rainbow kicks over their heads. But I think my most favorite part are the warm-ups. It's just really fun doing cute things all in a row with my amigos. It almost feels like dancing, and it's such an exciting part because it really charges everyone up for the game.
Oh my goodness, Mr. Mouse, you really are full of surprises. But I see what you mean. There's nothing cuter than watching a whole bunch of ratones doing burpees on the sidelines of the world's tiniest and cutest juego de fútbol.
Aw, Mrs. Elephant, you're making me blush.
Sorry, Mr. Mouse. You just really are the apple of my ojo.
Thanks, Mrs. Z. I'm the luckiest ratón in el mundo.
Well, amigos, we've had such a great time with y'all today.
We sure have. And again, gracias to Haley, Riley, and Drake for that great question. All we've got left to do now is sing the goodbye song.
We hope y'all will sing along with us. Adios, amigos. Goodbye, friends.
Hasta luego. See you later.
Thanks for listening to the Eat Your Spanish podcast. You can support our podcast by visiting patreon.com/eatyourspanish or by subscribing to it and leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, or on the web at eatyourspanishpodcast.com. Thanks for listening. Adios.